Thank you, Joe. Thank you all for being here, first of all. And thanks to whoever did the great job of taking the Hallmark cards and making them into nameplates. I, after 28 years, you'd like to know somebody at least knows who you are. So I appreciate you doing that. I would like to read a short statement, and I promise it's short. But I wanted to make sure that I said what was in my heart, and so I'm going to read this as best I can. As you all know, Ferris State University is currently celebrating its 125th birthday. And although I never knew Woodbridge personally, although some maybe have questioned that, I've been fortunate to be a student and an employee of this great school for well over 20% of the time that we're talking about here. It's been my pleasure to serve the student athletes and coaches here at Ferris for those 27 years in the role of a mentor, teacher, advisor, colleague, boss, and most importantly to me, friend. However, as everything that we do in life, there comes a time when it's best to move on. So I'm here today to announce my retirement from Ferris effective June 30. I'd like to take a couple moments to thank some of the folks, some here and some that are not, who've helped to make this ride as enjoyable as it possibly could be. Boy, I'm glad I wrote this. Ooh. It was pretty good when I wrote it. I don't know how it's going to come off here. First, and by far most importantly, my wife and sons. Someone asked me, actually Karma, just today, or we talked about what are my hobbies, and my response was, I really don't have any hobbies because for 27 years, this job has required me and my family to jump in with both feet, hold on, and work together to make it work. Many times this required my family to really be second in that process, and I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart. Sorry. For their support over all these years. Retiring now will hopefully give me many years to make up for lost time with them and show them the love that they've shown for me with their support during that time. Secondly, I want to thank our coaching and support staff for all the work over the years to make their programs and our department, as a result, a tremendous public relations tool and provide ambassadors, positive ambassadors, for this university. They're mostly all here today, and for that I'm very thankful. There's no doubt in my mind that there isn't a unit on this campus that works any harder or provides the positive messages for this university that this group does that's in this room today. One of my wishes is that I'd done a better job of getting others to realize that fact. This is a true group of bulldogs, and any one of you would be well served to go to battle any day with the folks in this room. They're a tremendous group of people. And on top of that, they do a pretty doggone good job of coaching, too. They'll always be my friends and very special to me for what they do. Did you turn the heat up, Rob? I believe together that we've all created educational experiences that will help the former and current student athletes be tremendously positive members of society for years to come. And for that, I am very proud. Some of the mottos that I've used over the 27 years include never give up, do whatever it takes, and make a difference each day in the life of a child. I've tried to do my best to live up to those sayings, and I want to thank each and every one of you that are here today for the journey that's allowed that to happen. Thank you very much, and I'd like to turn it over to Carrie at this point.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you all for coming today in support of Tom. A couple things that came to mind. First, as I entered the building, I entered it with Tom, and I was heading for the stairs, and he went on the elevator, so I know it's time. the other thing that resonates with me is he mentioned he's been at Ferris 20% of his career. Well, I've been at Ferris more than 20% of my life. So I understand how special it is to be a part of this university and, of course, this athletic department. He mentioned support staff and the coaching staff. I concur with those feelings, and a lot of the reason why I decided to accept the offer to be the interim AD is that I know that as a team we can get through this transition period and we can help each other through it. And you can't do that without good people and trust. So hopefully I can step in during the transition period, maintain some continuity, and help get us started on a new year, a new set of wins, and a new set of excitement for Ferris. So I appreciate those above us that gave me this opportunity. I do my best to continue to make the athletic department proud and be there for everybody in this time.
There's probably a joke I could tell about some bulls and a cow or something and experience and all that kind of stuff, but I'm not going to go there right now. But at this point, that refers to walking up the elevator. And, sometimes you got to explain it to these young guys. They just don't get it. At this time, we would take questions from anyone in the audience. I don't think we got that phone line set up, did we, Joe? So we're not going to have a call-in? Okay, all right, good. But we would either Carrie or I, Carrie as the interim AD or myself as the outgoing AD would certainly like to take any questions. So please go ahead. Zeke?
Tom, could you talk about how you came to this decision and why now is the right time?
Sure, I'd be happy to. My decision was primarily driven by a couple things somewhat out of my control. As many of you know, Ferris offered a buyout opportunity for any employee that has worked at the university 10 years or more. So that has been going on for a couple of months now. At the same time, the Michigan Public School employees' retirement laws have been under scrutiny now for a few months. And finally, in Lansing, they came to some decisions on how to improve those laws, and so I was able to take advantage of that as well. So the combination of those two things economically made it logical for me to consider retiring at this point. I'm of the age where I can do that, so that had a bearing in it, certainly. My own dad died at 50, and I'm now 55, so certainly that had a bit of a factor in me determining what might be best for me. And I think it's time for someone else to carry on the battles that need to be fought and try to move the department forward. My son's here. You could ask him this question probably, but sometimes kids get tired of hearing from mom and dad. And maybe I'm kind of in that same boat that they're a little bit tired of hearing from me, and maybe a different voice will help in that respect as well. So all those things together really came into the mix, and of course I had to make sure my wife was okay with that. She moved just above the okay line about a week ago, and so I decided it was time to pull the trigger. Well, I actually made a couple notes on that one so that I wouldn't forget some things that I thought were really, really special for me. And I'll talk about some of the actual wins and losses, but those aren't necessarily at the top of my list. One of the things I'm really proud of, and most of them are here today, is the hiring and development of our young coaches and staff. I mean, you look here at Mike Mignano, Steve Picucci, John Coles. I'm sorry, I can't claim you, T. You can claim young. You can claim young. Yes, we'll keep you on that side. But I can't say that I was smart enough to make that hire. But that type of thing, you know, Alex Palladino. I mean, both Mike and Alex were just voted as regional coaches of the year. You know, that type of thing I'm really proud of. Brad Bedortha, you know, nobody knew anything about him, and he was coach of the year the first year he, he coached, and certainly the success that he brought our golf programs in a northern climate is pretty much unprecedented. And so I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the positive experience that we've been able to provide our student athletes. I think Bob mentioned it in his comments and quotes. You know, when it's all said and done, we'll remember, and I'm proud of these things. You know, I'm proud of making it to the Elite Eight in hockey with Milam and Kunitz and the boys. I'm proud of the football success we had in the 90s. And I'll get into some of the other ones here in a moment. But you know, when it's all said and done, and we bring those guys back from that Kunitz team, yeah, they're going to be talking somewhat about the games, but more importantly, they're going to talk about the experiences that they had and all the memories that they've got. And those are the things that I think I'm the most proud of, is that we provided a way in which that could happen. And so that I'm proud of. I'm proud of the fact, you know, and some of this is in the press release, but, you know, we've had a top 35 finish in the Director's Cup for the last 6 years. You know, when you look at what we have available to us here at Ferris, to be able to say that is incredible. And it's because of all these folks right here and the work that they do. So that's just amazing. We've had two of the last three male Division II student athletes of the year. All of Division II, all sports, we've had two of the last three come from Ferris State University, student athletes. You know, I'm proud of that. God bless Rob for all the research he did, but 14 of our 15 teams have been in the NCAA tournaments, with five of those having their highest finish ever. That's tremendous. We've always been in the top half of the GLIAC President's Cup race. And that consistency, the consistency we've had in softball, in golf, in tennis, of every year. And we've had coaches that are there, you know, and have been there a few times, and that's a great thing. But when you think about how many times in a row these guys have been in the NCAAs, Tia went back this year for the first time in how many years, Tia? Three? Four? And we talked about, you know, what a tremendous thing that was to get back there, because it's so difficult to achieve that. I hate to even start listing some of this stuff because I'm sure I'm leaving something out, but those are all things that I'm really, really proud of.
If you could, in all your experiences, give some advice to the incoming athletic director that's hiring, whoever is hired, what would you tell them as far as the nature of this particular job and what they need to do to succeed?
Follow your heart. Don't be afraid to speak up for what you believe in. Be ready to work your tail off. Don't be afraid to do anything. I don't know, Dave, what do we have to do? Take dog doo-doo off the field one night to carry an ice for concession stands. And from that to being able to sit next to Don Canham and Archie Griffin in a CCHA meeting. I mean, you got to be ready to do it all. Although those guys, I think, put their pants on one leg at a time too, or at least Canham did. He doesn't anymore. But kind of weird how your mind kind of wanders at something like this, isn't it? That's why I wrote stuff down. I think all those things, Zeke. I think particularly important will be to never forget that you may be the one and only advocate for this program.